Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Not yet. I wonder what company is this one? What you working for?
We're a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. How may I help you?
Well, I have some charges right here on my KeyBank card. Multiple. And it's just this number I just dialed.
What's
and
your...
It's the number and then ABSOL.
What's your zip code? Go, sorry, go ahead.
207. The zip code?
Yes, zip code.
04530.
04530?
Yes. So I see a lot of them. See, I didn't.
Will you hold a moment, please, sir? Let me locate the account, please.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
Ted Serban.
Mr. Saban, will you verify your address for me, please?
785 High Street, Bath, Maine, 04530.
Okay, I've located the transaction. Let's see what transpired here.
Seems like the first one was made second of 574. And then May 6th, 6732.
Okay, sir, hold on. Let me tell you what I have. I see all of that, okay? But this is what happened. On May 1st, you agreed to pay $5.74 for a tactical bag. It was shipped out on May 2nd. You should have received that bag.
Yeah.
You also, for $3.99, you also paid for the warranty for the bag.
Okay.
Then there on May 1st, there was a $19.99 for a fuel saver. It was shipped out on 5/2 as well. You should have that as well. All
no,
right.
No. What is that?
It's a fuel saver. It was shipped on 5/2.
On May 2? It's a General Electron 833. That's a different number. 1999? Hello?
Yes, 1999, yes.
But it's under General Electron.
And here, it just say fuel saver here, sir. They were shipped out to you. You should have received it May 2nd.
No, I did not. The one you said before, there was, you said it, a shoulder bag, it's little crap. Yeah, there why was that one was, okay. So, all right. So then 1999, and then I have another one, 67 on May 6th.
You have six, sir, please allow me to explain if you don't mind.
Okay, explain. Yeah, please explain.
Okay, on May 5th, you had 6732 to come out because your trial had expired. You had to let them know.
What trial?
All right. So
trial
when you,
for what?
When you did the tactical bag,
was that?
You have in the terms and conditions, you have 48 hours to let them know that you didn't want to buy any other products out of the gadget store. If they did not hear from you, sir. If they did not hear from you, they automatically enroll you into the gadget group. You have 48 hours to say you don't want to be in the gadget store.
Gadget store?
Yes, sir. It's a discount shopping store. You had to have some info on this.
What shop is this? This was a catch, and stupid, I didn't look at my credit card to see it. So I see it right now. So that was a catch with the shoulder bag with the 100 something. I remember something. Okay. So that was a catch to get my card and charge here and there. All right. So,
no, sir. No, that's not what was.
No, sir. Okay, May 6th. All right. Because it's another one. It's another one right
it
here.
It is. I see that for. I see it for. $56.95. But in your when you put your card number in, sir, the card cannot go through unless you accept the terms and conditions. Provided that the terms and conditions were read.
No, I didn't see any fucking term and condition. So this is the catch right here. So what is this charge? Because it's a different charge. So what is this last one, $56.95? Is a subscription? If it was a subscription, every month, right, will be the same amount. So
May 5th, you were charged.
Yes.
This is June 5th charge. They just lowered the price for you to either adjust the amount that was in the account or they lowered the price for whatever reason. It's a monthly charge. May 5th was a charge of $67.32. June 30 days later, $56.95, and you will get another charge for July 6th if you don't cancel your membership.
Oh, but okay. So I have to call. You don't even tell me what company is this one. What is
sir?
This?
Do you
what
want to let me ask you this? Do you want to cancel before you get off the phone? You don't want any.
You know what? Because I don't want to call the card and tell that you frauded me. Okay, so please put back all the except for the first one. I agree with that one with the backpack, shoulder back. It's a crappy shit. My wife was laughing at me, but anyway. So the last you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to put back on my card the last two, three of them.
No, sir. It doesn't happen like that. What happens is...
Oh, it doesn't happen? Okay.
No,
so then I
said no, sir.
I have to dispute all of them. And then I go to and hire a lawyer. I'll pay a lawyer as many to find out who you are and why you deceive people. At least should have called me.
Sir,
and,
sir.
What is this?
Hello,
why,
sir.
Why are you charging me for? I didn't
sir.
Give you the
Mr. Ted.
Yes, yeah.
Please allow me to explain. Our number would not have been on your bank statement if we're frauding you, okay? That's on your bank. That's number one. It's on your bank statement where it comes from. That's how you was able to call
no.
us. Number two.
Yeah.
I need to cancel this membership so you won't get continuous... getting charges each month. So that's what I need to do first.
No, but you know what? I'm not let you to get money from me for a service I didn't use. Okay? I don't know what kind of service is this one. You're telling me about the store and I should have get stuff. I didn't get any stuff. I get just the first one, the shoulder. Okay, and that was like what the fuck was that for? And then I don't have any email. I don't have any term and condition like you're saying. And I said if I can get notice that it's a subscription, and you know,
Mr. Ted, I can help you right now. You were just rambling on. Please
yes,
allow me
I am,
to.
I'm
please.
I'm very frustrated. I'm a victim of you. I'm so pissed. I'm 67 years old, and I feel like I want to kill myself because I was so stupid to do not see that something is wrong. I should have looked on my card to check my card. It's the one I don't use it much, so that's why I. Oh my gosh.
Mr. Ted.
Yeah.
Please allow me to cancel this account. So
yes,
you...
yes, normally you have to cancel, but I need the refund too. The last
sir, let's handle this cancellation first. Please, sir, I can give you a cancellation number for it, okay?
Okay.
So you don't have any reoccurring charges because they're going to charge you each month if you don't cancel this.
All right, yes. Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
so
okay.
The first thing we're going to do is cancel this account.
Yeah.
So you won't have any more charges.
Yeah, okay.
Let
all
me
right.
know.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So.
So, yes, sir, your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2604-68977. Okay? So that's canceling the account. So going forward, you won't receive any additional charges. Okay?
Okay.
That's first thing first. Now, let me see what I can do for you on the most recent charge. I can't do anything about May's charge. Because if you had a call in May, you wouldn't have had a June's charge, okay? So I can't do anything about the May. The only thing I can work on or see what I can do for you is in reference to the June charge, which is, hold on, make sure this is done. This cancellation is done. Yep. So the June charge of $56.95, let's see here. Hold on. What I can do on that is I can offer you 35% refund on that. 56,
on what?
On the $56.95 as a courtesy. As a courtesy now. Because if you call your bank, it's going to be a valid charge and they're not going to give it back. So as a courtesy, we want to give you 35% of that back to you.
What? But what about the charges before? So you still want to get something from this one, right?
Sir, if we had heard from you before the 5th of May, then we were taking care of that accordingly, and you wouldn't have had a June's charge, okay?
But he wasn't saying anywhere because it's a trial. It's a subscription. It's a trial. He didn't say anyway. I didn't see that.
Yes, sir. Most people tell us, I just didn't read it. I just didn't see it or whatever.
Okay.
Provided
so
that
I want you to send me what it was. What the third,
I don't have
what,
the
com- what,
sir. I don't have the capacity to send anything. Okay.
Well,
so,
I need to know. So then I'll call the bank, and the bank will find out. I have to find out what service is this one, what I was charged for, and what the term and condition.
You have
to send me the term and condition, okay?
No, yes. You have that. No, sir. The terms condition is based on who you use. Your merchant that you use could have been off of Costco, could have been off T-Mobile, could have been off Home Depot. I here at the call center, I don't have that info. here at the call center. Wherever you got the inkling to call, whether it was from the back of a receipt at a Home Depot or Costco or wherever, all the details was there. I don't have that here. I just handle the calls after the.
So the fact that I bought something from a store, and then I got the cap. It was attached because I bought that something. It was just that was mentioned. Right now I remember. Just
yes, sir. Yes, sir. As always. So
okay,
yes, sir.
But it didn't say I'm gonna get other cap. Or I it's a subscription. For
yes,
what?
Sir. Yes, sir.
What
provided.
What is the okay? So if some other cap I should have received, what is it?
You are enrolled into the online discount store where that tactical bag come from. They have hundreds of other gadgets like underwater cameras, action cams, flashlight headlights, head flashlights, just slew
what
of products.
What are you talking about? I didn't see that. So,
Mr. Ted, this is what I've canceled your membership.
I'm telling you,
I can offer you a courtesy of 50% refund, sir.
No, I need everything back on my card.
I'm only talking about the June charge. I can't do anything with May charge, sir.
Well, even May.
Not able to do May, sir.
Because there's nothing. What are you charging for? You cannot tell me. So then you have to put it back on my card. Okay?
Mr. Ted, I have charged. The charge is about joining the membership for the gadget store.
I'll put the card, my card, okay? Don't worry about it.
Sir.
Thank you for
if you
for
call your card, you're not going to get the refund.
Oh, no, I'm calling the card and say that I doesn't matter.
Because it's
I
not because
doesn't
it's not.
I don't get the refund. I called and this.
Because it's
I
not fraud.
I have to ask him why. So they're gonna ask you why.
They're gonna call here.
Without
they gonna,
telling me.
They always call. They'll call here to ask if it's a valid charge, sir, and it is a valid charge. This is
no,
why.
It's not.
This
no,
is why.
It's fucking not, okay?
This is
it's
why.
Not. You are crooks over there, you know? I don't know. You're working for crooks. So you are a crook, too. Okay?
Mr. Chad, this is why I'm offering you the courtesy refund back.
No,
to you.
Don't talk about anything courtesy, okay? You have to give me my money back. No courtesy. Courtesy for what? Because I don't use the fucking shit. I don't know what the fuck you're charging me for.
Sir, I'm going to refund that $56.95 back to you in full for June. I can't do anything about May, okay? So for June, there's a full refund. Please hold, sir. So you got a full refund of $56.95. I'm refunding back to you for the month of June, okay? For the month of June, I've just refunded $56.95, okay? So... now that has to be refunded back 3 to 5
so
business days.
You
have to hear me. You have to hear me. 3 to 5 business days, that $56.95 will go back on your account, sir. Okay? And that's the most I could do for I've canceled your account going forward. I refunded June and that's it. Thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful night.
Okay.